A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, in the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 9, let us listen for the Gospel of Christ. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. As Jesus sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but the disciples do not?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." Amen. Recently, our intrepid cameraman Benjamin asked me if I had ever heard of the God angle. At first, I thought it was a trick question. It actually was not a theological question, though he is astute enough to ask one of those. But when he was studying journalism, he was taught by his teacher about the God angle. It is a reference to a particular camera shot. A camera shot in which two things are happening simultaneously. The first is that the angle is from above. That's where it gets its name. As though God is looking down on the activity below. And the second thing that happens when that angle is raised is that it broadens the scope and more are included, and the picture is clearer for more people. This is the last Sunday in June, and therefore the Sunday before Canada Day. Like so many other things in our life these days, Canada Day is going to have a different feel. There are not going to be any street festivals for us to go and eat all of that delicious street food. There aren't going to be concerts in Assiniboine Park crowded with thousands of people arriving by foot and on bicycle. And there's not going to be fireworks, at least not as we have expected them to be, where thousands and thousands of people gather at the forks and in the vicinity around and gaze up at the heavens. No, this year Canada Day is going to be a lot quieter, and necessarily so. But it seems to me maybe there is an opportunity in a Canada Day that is a little bit more still to reflect upon what it is we need to be aware of in this Canada that we love. For this June has called to our attention many things that remind us that Canada is not yet as we wish it would be. Last Sunday was Indigenous Peoples Sunday. And those festivities had to be softened somewhat and reduced. But nonetheless, it is incumbent upon us to remember that we are striving for reconciliation, but still have a long ways to go. and that many of the issues we have about working towards reconciliation are embedded in and part of other social issues. It is Pride Month, and the Pride Parade had to be canceled this year for understandable reasons, but that took away our opportunity to have our consciousness raised about the work that still needs to be done so that GBLTQ and other sexual minorities are fully integrated, fully included in the fabric of Canadian society. Most especially this June, our consciousness has been raised. We have woken up to the understanding that Black Lives Matter is a concern that extends to those of us living in Canada, and that much work needs to be done to create the anti-racist society that we desire to live in. There are many things for us to be thinking about as Canada Day approaches. And I wonder if perhaps what we would benefit from is a God angle. Yes, a God angle. A chance to view our Canada from above with the values of heaven. And in so doing, to broaden our understanding and see who yet needs to be included. In the lesson that we shared from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has met a tax collector named Matthew. And as a Jewish person working for the Roman authorities, Matthew is not well trusted nor well liked. In fact, he's thought of as something of a traitor. But Jesus extends an invitation to Matthew to follow, and Matthew takes him up on that invitation. And hospitality follows immediately after. They are gathered together in the house of Jesus. Others are there, and including those present are religious authorities who ask the disciples of Jesus, why does this person who claims to be a religious teacher welcome tax collectors and sinners and eats with them? It is a common theme throughout the gospel that Jesus and the religious authorities of his day disagree strongly about who should be included. The religious authorities wanted Jesus to follow their rules, to have their angle. Jesus wanted to follow God's rules, to have a God angle. Jesus, in contrast to the religious authorities, there was no such thing as the clean and the unclean, the righteous and the unrighteous, the saved and the not yet saved. There was no difference between the loved and unloved, the accepted and not accepted, the included and the excluded. The God angle from which Jesus saw our communities and our relationships one another was one that was broad, ever broadening, ever adding and ever including more and more, and inviting others who thought they had seen it all to see life together from the God angle. This Canada Day, why don't we take the God angle? Thankful for everything that we have, for this is a remarkable land, but aspiring to be even more. Amen. Let us unite our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Let us pray. How shall we respond to the grace that has been given to us in this Canada of ours? With hearts uplifted, with voices full of praise, with humble recognition that what we have is neither to be taken for granted nor considered lightly. Let us then express our gratitude for that which has been given and that which has been created. We praise you, God of all creation, for the beauty of this land, which is unsurpassed when considered as a whole. for the waters of three oceans, for the majesty of mountains, for the vast expanse of prairie that we call home, for the forests that renew the air, for rivers and lakes teeming with life, for wildlife as varied as grizzly and chipmunk, for waterways through which the world passes, for great lakes, rocky mountains, Arctic ice, blue skies, for all that we have seen and all that we have yet to behold, we give you thanks. We praise you for the communities across this land, farms, villages, towns, and cities, for the ways Canadians have found to live as neighbors of one another. We pray for the people of the First Nations in Canada, in the east, west, plains, and north, for the hospitality of their ancestors and their essential place among us today. We pray for the founding people of English and French heritage, for their willingness to create a dominion unique in all the world. We pray for the waves of immigrants who have contributed substantial gifts in the creation of the modern multicultural nation that we so greatly enjoy today. We give thanks for the diversity of color and culture and custom in Canada that only serves to shape us more and more in your image. We pray for the newest Canadians, those who have just arrived, who struggle to find a place, who strive to learn a new language, who dream of a life for their children that was not possible elsewhere. We pray for the mercy that has long been a feature of this land, a willingness to look to the good of others and set aside the offenses of the past so that all may look to a new day. God, there is blessing from you in every land and every nation. Accept the prayers we offer for Canada today, that our hearts may be filled with thanksgiving, even as we work together to address the needs that require our compassion and effort. In the name of the one under whom every nation will one day gather, Jesus, the Christ, who is with us, as we pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be well, be safe, and be hopeful. Amen.